Back here from the KGGF studios in downtown Coffeyville, I'm Sam Speck. Glad you're with us as we take a step aside from Open Line. We'll get back to it after this next interview, but a very cool interview up on tap in partnership with Revolution.com as well as Shift Sector. They've got the Kansas airstrip attack coming up at the end of May, and I believe we are joined over the phone. Was it Jason with Shift Sector? Good morning.
Hey, Sam. How's it going? This is Jason.
Hey, Jason, great to have you on the program here this morning talking a little bit about this. So I think let's just start all the way back, with the original. Where did this thing start, and how did it get its first couple of rounds going? Because I've seen it all around the country, but now coming here to Kansas. So how did it get started?
Yeah, so it actually started 7 years ago in California, which is where I'm at right now. So it's like 7 a.m.
A little early. We appreciate that.
Yeah, my business partner Ryan and I, we actually met street racing on the streets of California. And after, there was like a whole group of us, like 15 to 20 of us, we'd go out like super early in the morning Saturday. Every Saturday and Sunday mornings, we'd get together and we'd go out and street race each other. And after a while, we started, sort of got a lot of heat by the police and everything. And we started talking about ways to find locations in terms of where we can go street race and not get busted. And we couldn't think of a better place than basically like renting airports, and because you just get these like really long straights. And so we started doing events that was basically like simulated street racing, and we called it Airstrip Attack. And that was 7 years ago. Now, now we basically have six events in five states across the country. So
that is that's very cool. Yeah, and by the looks of it as well, it's not your middle of the mall kind of vehicles that you're going to see there. I mean, these are some high end luxury cars that they're going to be going some pretty good speeds here. So real quick before we get into that, it says thrown by both Revolution.com and Shift Sector. How are those two any different from each other, and how do they work together?
Yeah, so the event series started by Shift Sector 7 years ago, and then we brought along Revolution, which is more of a media-based company. Mm. They joined us about 5.5 years ago to really take the events to like a different level. We started doing things like live stream and just getting a lot better reach through social media and everything. So Revolution helped us a lot in terms of just growing the event, where Ryan and I really took the vision from the beginning, but we needed them to come in and sort of help us take it to a higher level.
Absolutely. And how many times have you guys ever come out here to Kansas at all?
No, this is our very first time in Kansas. I know everybody, my entire team, everyone is very excited to come to Independence Kansas.
Yeah, I was going to ask. And no discredit. I love the fact that you're coming down here to the SEK, but I mean, Topeka, Wichita, Kansas City, and you chose Little Independence. I really like it.
Yeah, no, it's honestly, when we were looking at locations out in that region in general, when we found Independence, we're like, well, where the heck is that? And then we looked at it on a map, we're like, it's sort of in the middle of everything, which is great. So you've got, we're really close to, we're even 5 hours from Dallas, which has a huge racing scene. And then, of course, you've got Wichita, Kansas City, Oklahoma. I'm actually flying into Tulsa and then crossing the state line into Independence. So there's a lot of great racing counties in that area, so we're hoping to meet a lot of cool people.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you make a good point. Our radio station in particular, we reach the four-state area of Missouri, Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Kansas. So I'm sure many of our listeners are kind of perking their ears up right now because it's very interesting and very cool. So you guys bring the cars in, correct? And these guys are, obvious professionals.
Yeah, so, it's actually the way you find at our events is a pretty wide variety of cars. So you're going to find a lot of, daily-driven, street-modded cars that are pretty fast. So, your basic bolt-on Corvettes, Camaros, Mustangs, Porsche 911 Turbos, that kind of thing. And then you'll get your fair share of exotics. I know we've got some, underground racing twin-turbo Lambos that are showing up. You might see some Ford GTs. Those kind of cars are pretty common to find at our events, too. And then you'll find a bunch of rare cars. I think we have, a couple of 69 Camaros signed up. Find a bunch of street bikes that are pretty quick, Hayabusas, turbos, or with nitrous, motorcycles like that. So what you end up getting at these events is a nice combination of different matchups that you would find in a typical street race scene. And honestly, it's not only open to professional drivers. Anybody with a car and a helmet can sign up. And we have a bunch of safety regulations, but you can find those on our website. We're hoping to actually see some of the local guys show up and just sort of see where they stand with some of the other guys that are crossing the country to race.
That's kind of what, you know, leading perfectly into my next question, because, you know, there's lots of cars. I've lived out here in southeastern Kansas for about a year now, and I, you know, maybe they're hidden in a garage somewhere, but I haven't seen a Lambo yet. So I'm sure, you know, some people across the country, but it's great to hear that you guys are encouraging for the local guys to get out there as well, and guys and gals, rather, I should say.
Yeah, everywhere we go to do an event, you know, we got guys who travel the country with us, and they just love racing with Shift Sector and Revolution. But we usually get to see some local participation. You know, like 20 to 30% of the cars are going to be guys within a couple of hours of the event. And they have a great time. I mean, they're able to go home at night and have dinner with their family, wake up the next morning, drive to the airport, and then go racing again. So it's a great opportunity for them. And also to me, like, this genre of racing also, because it's a bit more casual, like, people tend to make a lot of great friends by coming out and racing each other and you know, sharing, like, Instagram accounts and stuff like that. It's just a great place to meet other like-minded drivers.
Absolutely. Or maybe you're not a driver or haven't got to that point in your life where you got enough money to fix up that fixer-upper that you got and you're just a car person. That's probably what I'm going to do. I'm going to go out there and see some fast cars and some big motors as well. So let's talk about how these local guys can get involved. Is there an email or how do they, is a registration process? How do they get involved with it?
Yeah, so the best place to go, whether you want to be a driver or a spectator, is the website. So that is KansasAirstripAttack.com.
Great.
If you go to that website, you'll find discounted spectator tickets at the moment. That's going to be up for another week or so. If you are interested in driving or bringing your bike out to race other people, you could look that up too on that website as well. Schedule and host hotel information, everything is on there. But our host hotel is in Coffeyville. It's the Holiday Inn Express in Coffeyville. So if you call that hotel, you get a nice discounted hotel night rate and just mention Kansas Airstrip.
Well, that makes me a little excited. So that means I'll probably get to see some of those nice cars down here in Coffeyville as well, not only up in Independence.
Yeah, actually, yeah, you will. You'll see us there a Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night probably. And I mean, we will be doing sort of like a small like get together. I know in Independence at a specific restaurant, we're going to announce it like next week, like on Saturday night. There's going to be an official get together and hangout, which everyone's invited to. But yeah, we are staying in Coffeyville at the Holiday Inn Express.
All right, very neat. Well, let's talk about logistics here. It's coming up end of May here, but let's get it out for our listeners. When's this happening, and how can they get involved? And I'm sure it's probably going to be, you know, somewhere fairly affordable, but let's give them all those logistic details.
Yeah, so the event is happening next weekend. It's May 25th and 26th, so it's a Memorial weekend. It's a very family-friendly event. You bring your kids out. We'll have some food vendors out there. We'll have some other vendors selling items, and then a lot of cool cars to look at and a lot of racing to be able to watch. So May 25th and 26th, the Independence Municipal Airport is where the race will be happening. You can come out either day, or you can buy tickets to come out both days. Bring a chair. We do have a beer garden, so if you guys want to come out and just hang out in the beer garden all day and drink a bunch of beer and watch a bunch of cars race, not a bad Saturday to me. So website is KansasAirstripAttack.com, and if you look us up on like Instagram or Facebook, you'll find a lot of information. We also have a Facebook event page happening where we're posting like every few hours. So if you just look up Kansas Airstrip Attack on Facebook, there's an event page where there's like 4,000 or 5,000 people following the event right now who are interested in coming out, and hopefully we'll see you guys out there.
Absolutely. And yeah, I've looked at your guys' Facebook, saw some videos as well. I mean, these cars are flying down there, especially the exotic ones, but you got to love to see the other guys come out. And I'll tell you what, a sleeper car, I guess. You'd be surprised on how some of these cars look, and then they've got that big old motor underneath them. So it'll be very cool to get out there and check it out. So for anybody, I mean, are the prices the same in terms? Is there a different price ticket for an adult versus a kid, or how do you guys do that this year?
Yeah, so for spectators, if you go to the website, which is KansasAirstripAttack.com, you can actually get an entire weekend pass for a single person for $30. If you go to the gate, it's $25 per day. So I highly recommend going to the website. You get a much bigger discount. And then kids, I think it's 4 and under is free, and then 9 and under is half off.
Gotcha. So right now you had mentioned maybe some sales online. What would that be, like $20 or something like that right now, and then $25 at the gate, like you had said?
Yeah, so right now, if you purchase it online, it's $20 per day or $30 for both days.
Nice.
Or if you come to the gate both days, it's $25 per day. So you're gonna save a lot of money by purchasing spectator tickets online beforehand. And also, Sam, I was actually going to bring up to your attention later, but I mean, we want to give away a race entry for the weekend through the radio station too. So you think of something for that.
Cool. Okay. Yeah, great. I didn't know how you guys wanted to do that. When we get off of the air here, I'll keep you on the phone line and I'll get you an email. Is there like a certificate that you wanted me to send, like a ticket or something, and we can give it out on open line today?
Yeah, no, I could email you the information, so it'll be really easy to do.
Perfect. Great stuff. Again, speaking with Jason out of Shift Sector, as well as Revolution, coming in down here to Independence to do their Kansas airstrip attack. I'm very excited for it, coming up May 25th. Is it the following day as well? Is it both days? Yeah, 25th and 26th. So it'll be very, very neat. Both times, are they kicking off at the same time, both days?
Yeah, so for people that are coming to spectate, the race is from 9 to 4 p.m. each day, the same time both days. And just to let your viewers know that, you know, the world record for this form of racing, which is called half mile racing, is 259.9 miles per hour.
Oh man.
We're gonna see some fast speeds.
You definitely are. You are going to be entertained with that. Again, speaking with Jason over the phones about this great Kansas airstrip attack. The first one to come to Kansas, and they're coming right down here to the SCK up in Independence. Jason, hang on the lines for me. I'll get off here in just a moment. When we head to commercial, I'll get you my email and all that information, and we'll get a ticket out to our listeners as well. Again, Jason, thanks so much for joining us, getting up, and I'm sure shifting around your schedule a little bit. I know, what is it, 7:20 over there in California right now? So we do appreciate you taking some time. So thanks again, Jason, and just hang on the phones for me real quick, and we'll get you back to it. Again, that's Jason over the phones with Shift Sector. Great to interview. You can listen back to it, of course, at kggfradio.com, as we will be right back here after this set of commercials.